John, you may have heard this. We were just talking to Kalani about that pooch kick. It's kind of a quirky play that you haven't seen. What does the defense have to do to react differently? How do you communicate with guys if the ball's kicked instead of thrown? I'm just curious how you guys handle that moving forward.
Yeah, it's obviously something we haven't seen before, and we just got to learn from it. Our guys, you know, we're in the right spot, make a play. Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, but, you know, that's all right. It's football. Can't let them score on the goal line, score a touchdown, at least have to hold them to a field goal. That doesn't change whether it's a pooch kick or a fumble or a pick that gets turned around right there. So no matter what happens, we can't let them score a touchdown right there. And as far as, you know, the pooch kick, that's just the way football goes sometimes.
As you look at what the defense was able to do overall, pretty good. Obviously, lots you want to improve on. But how do you build off of that going up against a good offense this weekend?
Yeah, we take the victories in that game, you know, and the stuff we did good, and we try and translate it onto this next game. And we just keep playing our game. I mean, the standard on defense doesn't change. Coach Hill's made sure of that each game we go into. So game didn't go our way, but we're still going to play hard on defense no matter who we're playing. So that's the standard, and that's what we're going to do.
We'll take our next questions from Jay Drew and then Sean Walker.
John, I got two questions. One, we just heard Coach Satake say this is a good moment for our identity to show. In your eyes, what is that identity for this 2024 BYU football team?
Yeah, well, the identity is that, you know, we're going to play hard no matter who we're playing. And you can pick us to lose, you can pick us to be underdogs, but it doesn't matter to us. I mean, we're going to believe in ourselves no matter what game we're playing, no matter what team we're playing. And Arizona State is just another game on our schedule that we need to win and play hard through. And that's our identity.
And then speaking of Arizona State, the famous Tyler Allgeier play 3 years ago, what do you remember about that play, and then just what do you remember overall about facing the Sun Devils in that game?
I remember that they're, you know, a really, really well-coached team, and they had a lot of, you know, studs on their team. I mean, Jaden Daniels and a ton of other guys that went on to play at other places or in the NFL. So I know they got, you know, studs on their team and everything like that. And as far as the Tyler Allgeier play, I remember just a guy that wouldn't quit on his team no matter what happened. No matter, you know, if Jaren throws a pick right there, you know, the team's got his back. And if that happened to be Tyler, then that was Tyler. You know, and that just speaks volumes about how he plays and where he is now in the NFL and everything. But I just remember the guys, after that happened, at least the defensive guys on the sideline were like, you know, if Tyler's going to do that for us, I mean, we got to show up for him. So I just remember that team and that game all being about playing team football.
Well, speaking of stud players on their team, John, they've got another stud running back at ASU in Cam Scadavo. I'm sure you need no introduction to him, but you guys have faced some really good running backs the last couple of weeks, Mekhi Bernard and Devin Neal, obviously, last week and whatnot. Can you take kind of what you guys have learned and scouted and implemented and that kind of thing in defending a guy who is as explosive and dynamic as someone like Scadavo?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. He's a great player, and he's got a great offensive line blocking for him, but, you know, our main goal on defense is to stop the run, and that's not going to change who we're playing. Obviously, you know, Scadaboo's a, you know, heck of a player, and he's done a lot of great things this season, but, you know, our mentality and our mindset's not going to change, and we still got to cover the receivers, and we still got to, you know, get turnovers any way we can. So, yeah, we're definitely going to keep our eye on Scadaboo the whole game, and play our style of defense.
Go ahead, Jay Catch.
John, I just want to ask you, at this juncture in the season, it feels like everybody's beat up, but how are you feeling physically as you go into the stretch run here?
I feel great. I know we got some guys on our team that are banged up, but I think our strength and conditioning coaching staff's done a great job of making sure that we're as good as we can be. But as far as feeling banged up, I think, you know, Coach Kalani said it. I mean, everyone's banged up, but that's just part of football and playing in November. So this is where we kind of got to dig deep in our culture and in our roster to find guys that, you know, are willing to are willing to play and put their bodies on the line. So, and I think, you know, we got no shortage of that around here. So, yeah, I'm feeling good about where we are physically.
What's the mindset of the team looking at this week after coming off that loss?
Yeah, you know, it was a game that got away from us, and you know, props to Kansas. They played a great game against us, and, you know, it's happens. It's football. Not a lot of teams go undefeated, but, you know, we just got to take the lessons we learned and apply them to this week, and just get back to BYU football, and that's playing our hardest no matter who we're playing. And, yeah, we got to do that on Saturday.
Go ahead, Jared.
Just one more from me, John. Just to piggyback off of what you were just talking about, the chance to show resiliency, is that something you guys embrace with a little bit more urgency, or do you try and keep that level mentality of let's go take care of business just like we've done before?
Yeah, I think the attitude around the team right now is, you know, Arizona State's the only game that matters right now, and it doesn't matter what's after that or what, you know, the playoff rankings are or the top 25. None of that matters. You know, all that matters is Arizona State and how we're going to win that game, and that's going to be our focus this week.
Go